What has been a really low moment for you?
There was a time when I was considering relocating, relocating abroad, because the economy was, was frustrating. And as a filmmaker, you can't do much without Forex, without dollars, because you're going to have to buy equipment. You're going to have to do some of the services, using foreign currency. And it was really, but for some reason I stayed and I decided to change the dynamics a little bit.
In this episode, I speak with Kunle Afolayan, a celebrated Nigerian filmmaker with an illustrious career in cinema. Kunle has made significant contributions to Nollywood as a director, producer, and actor. Known for acclaimed films like October 1st and The Figurine, he's revered for his storytelling and cultural representation. With over two decades in the industry, Kunle has been instrumental in elevating African cinema on the global stage.
Thank you so much for your time, Kunle. Welcome to Juiceless. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. So tell us where you're speaking from and then give us a small introduction about yourself.
Well, I'm speaking from Lagos, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And I'm a filmmaker and I'm an entrepreneur. I operate in the art space beyond film. I have a hub that has cinema, restaurant, academy, and all of that. So I operate in that ecosystem where we try to train, the younger generation who are trying to excel and exist in the art space.
Yeah.
We also have a record label, because most of the soundtrack we do for our films, we originally create them and then we put them out there. We also have a film village and resort where people can actually film and also stay, somewhere in Nigeria in Oyo State.
Oh, interesting. You've literally integrated the whole value chain and the whole ecosystem, and it's interesting how you've done that. So where did it all start?
Well, I've been in this space officially for over 30 years. I started as an actor. But before then, I worked in the bank for some time because I studied business administration in school. But my father was a filmmaker. He passed as far back as 1996. After then, I never actually thought I would be a filmmaker. Of course, after going to school, I wanted to just do my own thing. But I saw a vacuum in the African cinema space, because I grew up watching a lot of production done on very high quality, and early 90s was when video came and people were, of course, took advantage of the technology, but compromised on production value.
Yeah.
And I felt that, look, maybe I could do something. And then I reached out to a few veterans who have been around, some who have worked with my father before. And I realized that filmmaking is not something that you can inherit. It's actually something you have to learn. It's like trying to be a doctor or trying to be an engineer. And then so I was advised to start as an actor. So I started as an actor. And then the bank work won't allow me too much in that space. And in 2004, I resigned. And then I went to film school and then set up my company in 2005. And the rest is history.
Okay. When you started off as an actor, what was the vision?
A lot of things I've done are actually, they came organically. It's not like there was a plan from the beginning to say, oh, I'm going to do this and then I'll do that. And then, no. I started with making film. And then I realized that, okay, look, every time a project is made, we put the money back in the business. And then I realized that the industry needs a lot of capacity building. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay, let's start training. And then I've always wanted to have a one-stop shop where creatives come and lounge and chill. French Cultural Center used to have something like that in Lagos. And I know Gote Institute. And I thought, look, we can do more and, you know, do something that encompasses, like, everybody in the art space. And that's why we actually set up Cap Hub, which is where I am now. And like I said, within Cap Hub, we have a 120-seater cinema, we have the studio, we have the restaurant and bar, we have the academy, we have, you know, so. And then this sort of capture the different age range. So it's not, it appeals to the younger generation, the youth. You see the middle class, you see the poor, the rich. So we're not like a, we try to embrace everybody pretty much. And then in terms of content, like I said, I made my first film in 2006. But since then, it's been a roller coaster. 4 or 5 years ago, Netflix, of course, our film October 1 was the first film Netflix licensed in Nigeria in 2014. But I think from 2019, they decided to sign a slate deal with us for us to make 3 films in 3 years, over three yeah. years. And we did that, and then, and, you know, yeah. That's
it. Yeah. Based on your experience, Kunle, what has been something that has significantly changed your life based on the work that you've done?
Well, I think it's the fact that, it's dedication. And the fact that I've stayed true to what I believe in and consistency. I believe this, I'm actually born to do this. And just right after the career change and all, since I started, it's been like moving from, and I won't call it, I think it has a lot to do with the mind as well. I'm not someone who will just, who want to do everything business, or I'm not someone who feels that money will do everything. No, I'm someone who's trying to set a legacy for myself. Yes, we're making film, we're setting all of these things, but then after I'm gone, what will people say? You know, a lot of students write their thesis using my films, the, you know, different films, and this has been happening since, I think, 2009, when I did The Figurine. And up till now, you know, I mean, and some of my works are used in universities, even outside Nigeria, in the U.S., when teaching African studies or African cinema. So what more can you possibly ask for? So I think the whole thing, people started paying a lot of attention to my brand, I think after The Figurine film. And since then, it's just been, you know, a journey.
Yeah. Kunle, let's also talk about the challenging part of what you do. Every career, every entrepreneurial journey has its up and downs. But what has been a really low moment for you?
There was a time when I was considering relocating, you know, to relocating abroad because the economy was, you know, was frustrating. And as a filmmaker, you can't do much without Forex, without dollars, without, because you're going to have to buy equipment, you're going to have to do some of the services, you know, using foreign currency. And it was really, but for some reason I stayed. And I decided to change the dynamics a little bit. It was such a tough time for almost a year, but I stayed and I re-strategized. I scaled through. And right now, if you ask, even if you give me $1 million and say, come and live anywhere outside this continent, I'll say no.
What gives you that conviction to choose to keep doing work, keep putting out content in such an environment, like such a terrain?
No, because look, we can't continue to complain about, you know, things that are not good. We can't, you know, people tell stories, African stories, and they tell it the way they want. Non-Africans tell our stories, and, you know, if they call a goat cow, you know, we can't do anything about it because that is their understanding of, you know, the goat. So if you want to, like, you know, also help in telling the good stories of Africa, then you have to be involved. You have to contribute your own quota, you know. And also, I'm an artist. I'm a filmmaker. I believe in storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that is the drive for me. It's not just the commercial side of things. If you come into this kind of space, just because, you know, you for remuneration or just for commercial reason, you're gonna run away because it can actually be demoralizing and depressing, you know, especially during the downtime. You know, so yeah. So I just believe that we all need to contribute our quota to the development of whatever it is we are, instead of complaining.
Yeah. Let's talk about your recipe book, like how you find stories, how you raise funding for them, and like what goes into actual producing like a high budget commercial film.
Well, there are stories, millions of stories in Nigeria. I'll say in Africa, and I'll say all over the world. And it's not even been scratched. And sometimes ideas come to me, and then I reach out to writers. I can put a few things down, then I get to develop it with either someone or people. But I try to, there are things that I always will factor in first.
And in terms of also putting together large-scale commercial projects, what are like the ins and outs of it?
Yeah, so there are a lot of stories out there. It's just sometimes ideas come, and I try to stick to like a lot of original stories or ideas about who we are and all of that. Something that portrays us as us, not a figment of, you know, our imagination, you know, and all of that. And then funding, because of my background in, you know, business administration and all of that, I always try to look for, since Nigeria is not, or Africa is not so fortunate to have big fundings like, you know, it is in Hollywood and all, you have to look for alternatives. And for me, sometimes you get investors, sometimes you look for how to give services, brands, and, you know, get some funds in return. Sometimes you pre-sell, but now it's a bit easier because now you have streaming platforms like Netflix and the rest come in, and sometimes they commission. And then you can, like, even shoot, you know, you get funds to shoot and all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And based on your experience, where do you see, like, the future of film going, coming from Nigeria?
Well, I think you just have to be intentional. And then you need to work with team. You need to raise yourself with people of like mind. You know, a tree cannot make a forest. So film is not even something that, you know, only one person, even if you are the one who conceived the idea, you still would need quite a number of people to bring it to life. You know, so for me, I've always worked with like the same team, you know, and I have friends in different walks of life. So if I need things in advertising, I know who to go to. If I need things in marketing, I know who to talk to. I can't do it alone. So I have people whom I work with.
Yeah. Also on finding talent for big productions, what does that look like? And what do you think about the talent on the continent so far?
Entertainment cannot die, whether it's film or music or, you know, the world is tense. There will always be ups and downs, and you always need like the subtle side of life to calm us down. And film is one of those elements, you know, like entertainment elements that when people are down, sometimes they go to watch, you know, film, maybe comedy or a different genre. And sometimes film serves as a form of information materials. So, and that is why in my film, I try to like do like 3-4 things. The film has to be informative, it has to be educative, it has to be entertaining, and of course, there has to be commercial value.
Mm-hmm. So there's that exchange between like emerging acts and like already established.
No, there are talents, and I think there are several ways, you know, to. It's even easier now because in those days you didn't have social media, so you either go through guilds or you go through casting agency or, you know, people who form theater groups, you know, and all. But now everybody is on social media, and some people will just put their maybe skit or show reel of what they've done or monologue, and through that you can even. But for us, of course, there are some established actors, but we always like to blend both the existing actors and the new upcoming ones, you know. So and sometimes we still do audition, you know, and all of that. Yeah.
So there's that exchange between like emerging acts and like already established.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. If you were to give like a piece of advice to anyone who's listening to us, especially people who want to get into this creative space, what would you say and why?
No, I'll say if you're coming, depending on what you want to come and do, if you're coming as a filmmaker or a creative or anybody that's, you know, with that kind of interest, you have to be intentional. And then you have to... If money is what you're coming to look for, like straight up, then it's the wrong place for you. But then there are guides. For example, discipline is key. You know, whether as an actor or as a crew member, you know, or as a filmmaker, you have to be disciplined in all aspects. Meaning, if you're saying, if they say call time is 6, you have to be there at 6, not that you go and drink and sometimes you have to respect people. Technology changes every day, so you can't be in this space if there are quite a number of people who learned film in the 80s, and because they didn't upgrade, you know, skill-wise and stuff, they are now redundant. Yeah. They can't do anything anymore, you know. So every time you need to, you know, be informed, you have to be educated. You have to learn to listen. You know, those are my, Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Just to wrap things up, do you have any last words for our listeners? Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just going to say, look, there's a trailer of my first series that I just released today, like an hour or two ago, and it's going to launch on Netflix in globally in 190 countries. All over the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I think people should check it out.
What's the series called?
Anikulapo, Rise of the Spectre. It's a like continuation. We've done the film, so there's a film titled Anikulapo, which released like, you know, going to 2 years now on Netflix. And when it released, it was top number one non-English film all over the world. But originally, I've always wanted to make it a series. So the film was like a pilot. And then Netflix saw the need to like continue, and then we signed a deal to make the series. So the series is ready. And it's launching on the 1st of March. But the trailer released today.
That's exciting. So where can we find the trailer on YouTube?
It's everywhere on YouTube, on it's all over the place. It's on my page,
okay.
My Instagram handle is Kunleafo, or if you put Kunleafolion on Twitter, everywhere, it's everywhere.
Thank you for sharing that. And then lastly, Kunle, in your own words, what's your definition of love?
In my own words, well, love is love.
No, you have to give me more.
Love means different things to different people. So it'll be difficult to say what it means to someone else. For me, love is when I feel love towards you. Like if I can tolerate everything about you, if I can tolerate your shit, your excesses, you know, for me, that is love, really.
Yeah. If you can accept the person wholly for who they are.
For who they are, that's it.
Thank you so much for your time, brother. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Cheers. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.